Widespread sexual violence against women caused many to leave their homes in northern Mali, often alone or with children. Now that the cities of northern Mali have been retaken by French and national forces, the true extent of these violations are coming to light. And for those women trying to come to terms with how they are going to move forward with their lives, there is little to no support available for victims or punishment for the perpetrators. Damon van der Linde is in Bamako. Some of the names in this report have been changed to protect the identity of the women who have shared their stories with him.
Mariam left her house to buy soap early one evening as the sun was beginning to set.
I saw the vehicle approaching. Three men took me and put me in the vehicle.
It was June of 2012, and her city, Gao, was under control of rebel militants, along with the entire north of the country. The men brought her to their headquarters in a police station, beat her, and locked her in a cell. At 2 in the morning, they opened the door.
They took me, and they did what they wanted. They raped me. 10 men, not one man, not 2 men, 10. After, they took me to the place where they found me and left me there.
Eventually, Mariam fled to safety in the capital city, Bamako, taking nothing with her and leaving her family behind. Over the past year, the United Nations has received more and more reports of insurgents using sexualized violence to terrorize the local population. Mariam is one of more than 400,000 people displaced by the crisis, 80% of them women and children. Zainab Walasidi shares a plate of rice with her friends in a one-bedroom apartment. The furniture is borrowed, and her blanket is stamped with a UN Refugee Agency logo, left over from one of the country's past conflicts. Before she fled the conflict, Zainab ran a women's organization in Gao. Reports say rapes were mostly committed by Tuareg separatist militants who had control during the onset of the conflict. When Al-Qaeda-linked Islamist militants hijacked the rebellion from the Tuaregs, the abuses changed, instituting forced marriages, public beatings, and restricting women's movements.
We are very visible leaders in Gao, and if we stayed there, it wouldn't be good. They were asking for women leaders, the women who are able to give information. That is the reason why we are here right now in Bamako.
It's mid-afternoon, but Zainab's 13-year-old daughter lies curled up in the corner of the room with a sheet covering her head. Zainab says her daughter is still traumatized by what she saw that day. Insurgents went through their neighborhood, systematically stealing from some and assaulting others. Though Zainab avoided being raped by hiding in their house, two of her sisters were not as fortunate.
I have sisters and cousins who were raped. They destroyed people's houses. Then for me, they came into my bedroom and destroyed everything.
On the other side of Bamako, Oumu Selsek has installed herself in an air-conditioned house with a new four-wheel drive car and a chauffeur. Selsek is the mayor of Gundam, a town in the Timbuktu region, now displaced to Bamako. She is one of 3 female mayors in the country and the only one to hold a post in the entire northern region. Her living situation is a far cry from that of the majority of displaced women who struggle to pay rent and feed their families. But her prominence made her an easy target. First, her town was taken over by a Tuareg separatist group called the National Movement for the Liberation of Azawad, or MNLA for short.
Me, myself, I was violated when they came to my house without permission, and they took everything they wanted. They pointed their guns at our children. For me, that is violence.
Then came the Islamic militant groups, which she prefers to call terrorists.
They were in hell. They were already in hell with the MNLA. The terrorists then came, and they added to the fires of hell. They reignited the fires of hell.
As a Muslim herself, Omu says she does not associate her religion with violence against women.
Today they have tarnished the name of Islam. Me, I am a true Muslim. I am a believer and I practice. But I can't come to terms with what they do. It is not Islam.
While the French and Malian armies are fighting the insurgent groups, there is no administration in the north and little assistance to those displaced by the conflict. There have been hundreds of cases of sexual violence reported to the UN, though Omu believes that the actual figure is much higher.
There are a lot of women who don't talk about being raped, but we know it because they are ashamed. For us, when someone learns that a woman is raped, it is impossible for her to be married. They are already segregated.
Mariam, the woman who was raped by the men in Gao, says she would like to forget her abduction and assault, but she can't, as she is 8 months pregnant because of the attack.
They took my life and my health. My child won't have a father. I said I didn't want a child, but people told me to keep the child. I don't have the means to keep it. I don't even have a house.
Mariam says she needs support for herself and her baby due next month. The EU thinks it can help quickly by releasing some of the 250 million euros of development aid. It froze after the coup last year. But with most aid projects looking to the north of the country following the conflict, Mariam is on her own, without assistance or justice.
I need them to be judged, but I am ashamed for everyone else over there to see me. But I do need them to be judged.
That report was by Damon van der Linde in Bamako, Mali.